Louise McSharry on 2FM.
It is a new year, and of course, whether we want to or not, it does make you kind of take stock of where you are. And one area of our lives that I'm sure everyone is taking stock in at the moment, whether it's for good or for bad, is our finances. Unfortunately, in How to Be an Adult, we have Paul Merriman, financial advisor, always here to help us. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Louise. How are things?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
How was the Christmas and New Year and the whole thing?
It was great. It was very relaxing compared to other years. I didn't have to really go anywhere, do much. So I kind of soaked it up. Usually you run around like a headless chicken. But it was great. I must say, really relaxing compared to other years.
There is something to be said for that, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah. You get to stop. We got to stop for once. And it's great for us from a work-wise point of view and everyone being off as well. At the same time, we always enjoy that Christmas break. The phone can go off for a few days at least. So, it was brilliant. Thank you.
I would imagine your phone is busy now, though, as people kind of take stock and look ahead to the next year. Am I right?
Oh, it is. Our Instagram page just has blown up since the beginning of this year. It's actually quite scary, which is great. We're trying to help everybody with the questions we usually do. But it's really, really, really busy, which is a great complaint. Obviously, we love helping people.
And what kinds of things are people asking about?
A lot. We did a savings challenge. Don't know if you've seen that on my Instagram page. A savings challenge is up there where we show people how to save a minimum. If you can start off at €1 this week, actually, you can still get involved in the savings challenge. All you do is save €1 this week and then €2 next week and so on. That gets you to save €1,378 in 2021. So really good for beginners who've never saved before. Mm. And then we have a more advanced savings challenge will get you to save €5,000 in 2021. So that's brilliant for couples or somebody looking to maybe save for a deposit for house.
And what kind of money are you looking at if you're aiming for that €5,000?
What happens is that starts off on a weekly basis. So it's 25 week one, then €30, then it's a big lump sum on the kind of fourth week if you're paid monthly or every fortnight. So the idea behind that, Louise, is trying to encourage people to stop spending kind of needlessly on a weekly basis. Yeah. So you might cut the coffees out, you might bring lunch to work, and then you kind of progressively increase your savings as the weeks go by. Yeah. It's a challenge, it's a tough one, the advanced one.
I'm laughing at bring your lunch to work. Bring your lunch to the desk or to the table.
Yeah, bring your lunch to the kitchen. Stay in the kitchen, actually. Actually, in fairness, why I love the Instagram page so much is that I put these things out, but loads of people come back with really good ideas to me. So a couple of followers had said to me, can we do them in reverse? Because obviously it's January and we're not spending money everywhere. Shut. And that was a great idea. So sometimes very logical things that I even miss. But it just gets the topic going. And we've got hundreds of people commenting and tagging friends and doing the challenges together, whether it's younger people that are maybe single, going on big holidays or planning big holidays in 2022 or 2023. Yeah. Or like I said, couples getting deposits together or married, getting wedding funds together, etc. So it's great to see that. And then a lot of people are carrying a bit of debt from last year, Louise. I know it's something we talk about in the show quite a bit. Mm. But some people are still in debt and they have a little bit of a credit card hangover, a bit of a money hangover from 2020. And they're kind of asking for advice on that. So the big one there for people is if you have got credit card debt, and I know we mentioned this before, but you have to switch your credit card. You know, credit card is the most expensive debt you can carry in this country, and they range from 15% right up towards 23% on interest. So you're really going nowhere. If you've got a decent balance in your credit card, it's really hard to get rid of it with that type of interest. So you can switch to two banks, do 0% interest for 12 months. They're Ulster Bank and On Post. So you can use those two to get your credit card, switch your debt. So say if you owe Bank A €5,000, you can switch it to Ulster Bank or On Post. They give you 0%. So everything you pay off that this year, Louise, is going to be going towards your cap, your loan rather than interest, which is really, really, really good. So, and they're really easy to apply for. So that's the first kind of do what you need to do. And then the second one then, we suppose, we really got a lot of interactivity on with Post this week was on credit unions, that people have credit union loans, but they have shares in the credit union and they should be using the shares to clear the loan. So if your shares are more than your loan, you know, the credit union paying you 0% in your shares, but they're probably charging you 6-8% on your loan. Now, I'm a big fan of the credit union. It's a great place to hold emergency money, etc. But you can't be paying for your own money. It's ridiculous. So again, just some simple, really easy ways to get yourself out of debt that you maybe didn't think about before and start 2021 on the right foot, I suppose.
Well, that's really good. I suppose what we're here to talk about today, and all of that stuff is relevant to it, I suppose. But if you really feel like, okay, it's time for me to, and pardon the expression, but be an adult about my money, how do you start?
Well, the very basic way to be an adult with your money is to have a look at what's coming in and out with your budget. And there's a free budget download on the Ask Paul page as well and on the website. But yeah, get a budget. A budget basically, a budget isn't there to restrict you. I think people, when they think about a budget, they kind of get nervous. A budget is just you being an adult about what money is coming in and where it's going. And you're making decisions. And if it is spending it on clothes or bags or, you know, holidays or whatever you want to spend your money on, at least you know you're going to do that. So making the decision and making the decision what you're going to do with your money before it hits your bank account, that's all a budget's supposed to be. And it makes you take stock of where your money is at the moment and where it's going. So, you know, I think since before, you know, one of the biggest things I've seen with someone before was they filled in the personal budget template and they were paying pet insurance for a dog that died a few years ago. They didn't realise it was still on DD for the insurance company. You know, so you're going to see when you fill in your budget, you should be opening your banking app and seeing what's coming in. So your wages and maybe your children's allowance or social welfare, whatever's coming in out of your account. But what's going out? So all those direct debits, they all add up and all those standing orders and get rid of the ones that you don't need and cut back on the things you don't use.
Is it hard to get rid of direct debits or standing orders?
No, it's very easy. You can actually do it online. You can just actually cancel them online. People think you have to notify the provider, etc. You don't. You actually just go into your banking app and cancel your direct debit or standing orders of most companies.
So you could do that this morning.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, you could do it. And actually, another one to do this morning, and I got caught with this one, and I'm always bragging about how
good
I am.
You got caught?
Oh, I got caught. I'm going to admit to this one. So on my, I have an iPhone, and if you go into your settings in your iPhone, and then you click your name, so I didn't hit Paul Merriman, and then I seen this thing called subscriptions, and I went in there, and I had four or five subscriptions that I didn't know about, and one of them was this thing called Freeletics. You know the lads that hang out at polls? Obviously, I signed up to one of these. And,
wait, what?
It was
sorry?
Free.
Lads who hang out at polls?
Do you know the guys at Freeletics where they kind of, they do the street stuff where they make the flagpole themselves? It's called body weight stuff. It's all kind of exercise and body weight.
Like parkour?
Yeah. Okay. Something like that. Yeah,
I'm familiar with parkour, yeah.
I'm not into it, never knew about it, but I was paying £6 or £7 a month to this app that I obviously seen advertised somewhere one day.
Paul, now that is shocking.
I know, and
I'm
I didn't
appalled.
Know. I know.
How long was this going on for?
This feels like confession box. But in fairness, the way it's
no, I'm just taking my one chance to ever like give out to you. No, I'm joking. No,
there was four or five of them, right?
Yeah.
And out of four or five of them, I think it was costing me over £600. It was going to cost me over £600 in 2021, which I wouldn't have known about until I hadn't seen it somewhere else. So again, when you're looking at your direct debits, please go into your phone, whichever phone you're using, into your settings, and see what your subscriptions be. Most of these apps look like they're free, but they do start to charge you after the free period, which, again, nobody reads the small print, so that's the one. But I think that's the very basic, getting your budget and making sure that your money's coming in and going out and own it and knowing what it is. I think that's the real first step in being an adult. And then the second one is know your taxes. Everybody kind of automatically flinches when they hear the word tax, but you pay an awful lot of tax in your life and you're entitled to claim back an awful lot of tax. So if you are now in January and you have a little bit of debt or you're not sure where you stand financially or you think you need a bit of hand, you could go back and claim up to 20% off all your medical expenses, Louise, for last year. But not just that, you can go back up to 4 years. So you've never done this. You could be due a pretty refund from revenue. So again, getting to know your taxes, doing a bit of research, maybe spend a half an hour over the next week, even over the next week, by the end of January, try to get to know what your taxes are. And it's not that difficult, you know. If you're working for somebody, payroll will happily give you a breakdown of your payslip if you don't know it in depth. And again, if you're self-employed, you know, your accountant will happily give you a conversation to make you understand them more. But don't be paying the revenue commissioners more than you have to. And if you can claim back, claim back. And I can't stress that enough because, you know, nobody likes paying taxes. But it's not good enough, I think. And this is, again, I love this segment because it's called How to Be an Adult. They're difficult conversations, but you have to take them on board and say, right, I'm going to make January the month where I know what's going on with my wage slip, what's going on with my taxes, what I can claim back, and making sure you're in good shape.
Well, we've got,
I think that's really important.
We've got loads more to talk about,
yep.
And we're going to do that in just a couple of minutes. But I also want to give people the opportunity, if you have a money question for Paul, please do send it in. 51552 is the number to text. You can also email us, as always, louise@rte.ie. So we'll have your questions and some more tips from Paul after this.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.
That is Billie Eilish and Therefore I Am on 2FM. And we are talking to Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie, who is giving us some advice on how to kill it financially this year. And we've been talking about all kinds of things and we have a good few questions in for you, Paul. But before we do that, one of the things you're recommending as well is looking at switching your accounts.
Oh yes, switching has to be done. You know, you need to keep in the back of your mind that if you're living obviously at home, or you have your own house, you're living with a partner, whatever your situation is, you need to keep your own finances like a company. And a good company will always switch its providers every year, make sure their costs are as low as possible. And that's the same for every individual. So Choosy is a good place to go to start for looking at utility bills. So gas, ESB, that kind of stuff. And then you can also look at the likes of switching your mortgage. There's loads of information. Like, I've shown people how to save nearly 90 grand in interest on the mortgage through Ask Paul in the past. There's loads of video content on how to do that on the Ask Paul Instagram page. But yeah, switching and making sure you get the lowest provider is really, really, really important, because otherwise it's a waste of money if you don't, Louise.
And that stuff, I think people are scared to do that stuff because they feel like it's going to take ages.
No, and it's really, really, really easy to do. All you have to do is ring your provider. So, again, I find a lot of people don't even open their statements these days when their bills come in. You know, they just let them go out by direct debit and they don't look at their bills. So just open your gas, your ESB bill, your gas, your electricity bill, rather, and see what your bills are, and then just ring another provider. Or else the likes of Choosy, you can go online. So that's choosy.ie. You can pick a company and you can put in what you're paying, and it'll match it with a better provider and a cheaper provider. And these companies want new customers. They're always going to incentivize you with a cheaper tariff or cheaper rate for probably 12 months. So it's really important to do this every 12 months. And like I said, you're going to save yourself a fortune over probably a 10-year period. And it's better off in your pocket than someone else's. Even if it's only €10 or €15 a month you're saving, it all adds up to be money in your pocket, which is really, really important.
And talk to me about income protection.
Yeah, so income protection, we have this thing when we talk to clients from a financial planning consultation, where there's three main components to a finance plan for anybody. And the first thing is to protect what you have. So income protection does exactly what it says within it. Protects your income, and you get tax relief on the premiums from the Irish Revenue as well. So you can literally insure your income. So I find loads of people insure their phones, their cars, their gadgets, even their pets before their income. But you think about it, your income is your biggest asset. So without your income, like, nothing really happens. Your rent doesn't get paid, your mortgage doesn't get paid, food doesn't land the table. So you can insure up to 75% of your income, including a kind of bit of support from what you get from the social welfare. So that means if you were to be able to work long-term, Louise, for kind of accident, sickness or illness, the income protection policy kicks in. So you basically go on the payroll of one of the life insurance companies and they pay you 75% of your salary, including the state benefit, up until retirement age. So it's a massive comfort blanket around your income. And especially if you're a one-income family or you're single, you know, and you're going to be reliant on your own income, you've no one else's support, I suppose. It's really important. And this is a complete no-brainer for self-employed people as well, Louise. And even people in that kind of gig economy, if they can get the income protection policy, because they find it very hard to get help from the social welfare. You know, it's very easy for a PAY worker to get support from social welfare. Way more difficult if you're self-employed.
And how much money are you talking about then? The
premiums start from as little as €10 a week. I've seen them, and even cheaper. And you get tax relief again, so you can give it if you're self-employed. You can give it to your accountant to reduce your tax bill every October. Or if you're a PAY worker and you don't have income protection in work, it's something that can be put through your own bank account and you claim your tax back and get a little bit more in your wages then to cover the cost. So it's really, and again, loads of information on income protection. And we do free consultations for income protection actually in Ask Paul, because we're so passionate about making sure everybody has income protection. It's the basic level of protection I think everybody needs, even more so than life cover, anything else that you can see in that kind of protection space. I think it's really, really, really important.
Okay, Paul, we better get to the questions because I have loads of them for you.
Great.
The first one says, my bank fees from October and November were nearly a whopping €30. I'm starting to save and open to changing banks. Am I safe to just go to the Revoluts or N26s?
So I'm a big fan of Revolut and N26 to be honest with you, but a lot of people want to keep an Irish bank account. So there's two really good options. EBS have a really good free account that you can use. Now, it doesn't have as many add-ons like debit card or tap and pay that some other banks would have. On Post is a good option as well, and they give you some money back if you shop in various shops or do online and stuff. So I think they have maybe €6 or €7 per month charge, which you'd usually get it back with cashback offers. So I'd usually start there. But yeah, I think I would recommend Revolut and N26, but I think some people don't want to see their wages paid in there. So I would usually do a bit of both. I'd probably do EBS for a working account for like running your household, your bills, your ESB, your bills, your mortgage, your rent, your food. and then maybe your kind of your personal money, your play money, if you wanted, your discretionary spend, put that over into Revolut then. And that's a really good way. And then Revolut, you can set the vaults up and easy to save as well. So yeah, I think that's a really good option. But just to say, you can go to, for that texter, you can go to switcherbank.ie as a bank organised by the Central Bank of Ireland. So it's completely independent. And you can find a bank that really suits your needs, and it shows you all the charges of all the banks. But obviously go for a free one. You don't want to be wasting money there.
Okay. Next up, can you ask Paul if I should cancel my mortgage protection insurance on my last house? The provider told me I can keep paying it even though the house is sold. So if I die, they pay out 280 grand, the value of the house. Or if I get sick, they pay out 140 grand. I have the equivalent insurance on my new house, i.e. the value of the house is insured in case I die.
Okay, so for the 50 euro, in my opinion, I think it's really worthwhile keeping, depending on the circumstances. Some people can be over-insured. So for, well, you need to realise, if something goes wrong and somebody was to pass away, the mortgage protection is on the new policy anyway. And if this person is married, their spouse is going to have the widow's pension coming in as well. So the house would probably be financially secure without having this extra cover. It's costing 600 euro a year. You know, over 10 years, 6 grand. But if something goes wrong and he gets sick, he's got like 140, he or she's got about 140 grand worth of specified illness cover there. So I would probably lean towards keeping it because it seems like a really good policy. Just bear in mind, if it was attached to the old mortgage, it means it's decreasing. So that means it will go to zero eventually in line with the old mortgage, what that would have gone to. So again, if you go onto the Ask Paul Instagram page, there's a protection consultation or protection review there where you can send us in the information, we review the file and let you know what we think with all the information. But I think it sounds like a really good policy. That much life cover and specified illness covers what that text or caller is referring to there when they say the sickness part.
Yeah.
So I'd be leaning towards keeping it. To me, that's good value for money.
Okay. Paul, we have 15k sitting in a savings account earning virtually nothing. Any ideas what the best plan for it is?
Really good question. Again, we have this situation there where deposit rates are practically zero and no one's making money. So yeah, you need to invest your money. Now, investing sounds scary to some people, but there's really easy ways to get involved with investments. And we do this on a monthly basis with the Ask Paul Investment Club. Again, you can find it on the Instagram page. But from it, you need to get out of deposit accounts. You need to keep a little bit of an emergency fund aside. So out of 15,000, you might keep 5,000 maybe in the credit union or somewhere you can access it should something go wrong, car breaking down, something breaking down the house, or being out of work for a week or two or a month or whatever. So you need to have a little bit of an emergency fund. And then I would be looking at investing that 10,000, but drip feeding it into an investment account over the next maybe 12 to 18 months, just to ease yourself in, and then leave it sit in the investment then for 3 to maybe 5 years. And that should hopefully get you in around the 4 to 6% return, which is obviously phenomenal compared to zero in the bank. But be very careful where you get your investment advice from, fees and charges and structures as well. So I will say that, again, there's tons of information on how to invest and everything on the page there. So I think it's a really good idea to check that out.
Okay, I'm thinking about taking a fair size redundancy from work. I'm not sure if now is a bad time or an insanely good time. Any advice?
Great question. And please, please, please get good financial advice on this, because there's 3 or 4 different options when it comes to redundancies on how you take your tax-free cash. One of them is you get a little bit more tax-free cash now, but that will really reduce the amount of tax-free cash you get when you get to retirement age. So it depends on this person's age. But I actually did this for a client yesterday. They had 5 different options for redundancies, and every single one of them was different. And we had to go through them all with the client because their personal circumstances and how much tax on their kids and if somebody passed away. There's just so much information you'd need to have before you give the correct advice on this one. But generally speaking, is I wouldn't be waiving tax-free entitlement in the future to your pension plan if you have a company pension plan. Please reach out with that. Send me over the information on the Instagram page and we can review it for you and let you know what you should be doing. But really important you make the right decision around redundancy. And a lot of people are getting made redundant, unfortunately, or taking voluntary redundancy even. And it's really important you get advice, because there can be tens of thousands in the difference between all those options over your lifetime. And some people take the higher amount now thinking they're being clever, but it can cost them a fortune over the long term, you know?
Okay, I didn't know anything about that, so that's really interesting. Next one says, can you ask Paul what kind of savings account could you open up for a child? I have 1,040 euro to start off with, and I could put away 100 euro a month after that. That's from Breed in Limerick.
So, thanks, Breed. It depends, again, on whether you are looking for a child's name or in your name and what age the child is. If the child, if you're looking for a kind of five-year-plus return, or five-year-plus time frame when the money's needed, I'd be really strongly considering investing it. And one of the things we do for most of our clients is the children's allowance, that 140 a month, gets invested to make sure there's education funds there when they get to 18 years of age. And with that type of time frame, you should be invested. I wouldn't be going there any normal savings accounts like as an Ampost or a credit union or somewhere for that type of time frame. So again, I'd refer you on, have a look at the kind of investment stuff on the page, on the Instagram page. There's loads of information about that type of level of money as well. But if you need access to it for less than 3 years, and this goes for all listeners, I suppose, don't invest your money if you need it, because you know you need at least a 3 to 5 year plus time frame in order for your money to work hard in the markets and stocks and shares. And you know, anything less than that, you're probably going to get burnt. So if you need it in 3 years, on post credit union, you know, somewhere like that was probably the best place.
Okay, and final question. I started a grad job out of college last month. This company does not offer enrollment in a pension until 27. I presume that means the age of 27. Okay. And does not contribute employer match until then also. Should I be... I'm sorry, I'm just so impressed by this person even asking this question. You are so ahead of the game, Tom. Should I be setting up my own pension to contribute some amount towards a pension over the next 2 years if I know for definite I'll be staying with them at least the next 2 years? I'm on the higher tax bracket, so we get the 40% tax relief, I think.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you're on the higher rate of income tax, yeah, you're getting the 40%. I think it's a no-brainer. But just to let you know, the company has to offer you what's called a personal retirement savings account, a PRSA, and it has to be done through payroll. They don't have to offer you the company pension plan until you get to 27 or whatever the rule was, and they don't have to contribute, but they have to allow you access a pension plan via your salary, and that's the same for every employment. So what I'd be saying to this test, to go back to his employer, get a PRSA set up and get invested. And just the kind of bit more bonus advice here is, if it's so young at this stage, make sure you go something that has a really high equity content, so a kind of really high equity fund when they're going into that. But again, if they want, we do this for people all the time on the Instagram page. So some people will send me a message and say, I work for this company, we have this pension plan, and they get confused about what funds to pick. So we just give them a hand picking the funds and let them know how it works, because they don't usually get that support and work for some reason. So,
well, I think I have a feeling Tom's going to be okay. You know, yeah, I just get the feeling that Tom...
It might be asked Tom, actually, in
who's,
the future.
Yeah,
so.
Considering his pension at the age of 25 is doing pretty well. So well done, Tom. Thank you so much, Paul. We got a great message in as well, saying, from someone who said that they managed to clear their credit card debt as a result of the advice on your page. So I realised, like, I'd be conscious of people listening thinking, is this an ad for Paul's page? It's not, but there is honestly so much free advice there. And I really want to emphasize that as a resource for free financial advice, like, it's kind of unbeatable.
Yeah, thanks, Louise. And thanks, because I feel uncomfortable mentioning the page all the time, but it's all free. It's all up there and you can go and get the information. And that's why we created Ask Paul. We are passionate about people knowing more about their finances and making the right decisions. Like,
yeah, well, that
comes
across.
Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much. That's Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie. Paul, we will speak again, no doubt about that. Have a great one.
Thanks, Louise.
Bye-bye.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.